There's no doubt that the Night of the Big Wind was the biggest storm to affect Ireland over the last 500 years.
The people couldn't stay in their houses. They were falling down on top of them.
A minimum figure of 300 fatalities.
Some of the old people would tell you that the fairies were the cause of the big wind.
The Irish fairies, you tangle with them, and you're dead.
A clip there from a documentary which brings to life a terrifying storm which hit this country in 1839. It's become known as Iha na Gcaoithe Mórda, the Night of the Big Wind. The documentary will be shown on RTE1 on the 6th of January 2015, the very same night this awful storm, the worst that we have on record, hit the country 176 years ago. I'm joined on the line by Dr. Kieran Hickey, lecturer in physical geography at NUI Galway. Kieran, was there any warning? They obviously didn't have the Met Office and forecasts in those days. Any warning that the storm was coming?
Not really. The only thing they would have been monitoring, and most people would have had them from medieval times, would have been a barometer, and they would have been looking to see if there was a big pressure drop taking place, and then that would be the only way they'd have some indication of a possible storm heading their way. But nothing in the modern context. So it certainly would have come as a big surprise in the sense of the severity of the event. Obviously, in January is winter storm this season anyway, so you would expect gales and storms, but nobody expected what happened on that night.
And what exactly did happen? How bad was it?
It is definitely the worst storm to affect Ireland in the last 300 years, and possibly for much longer. The records show that. What you had was a rapidly deepening depression in the North Atlantic, which tracked across the northwestern tip of Ireland. Now, it was exceptionally deep. If we think about last winter storms, the lowest one got was 955 hectopascals. This storm was estimated at its worst to be at 918 hectopascals, and it was in the low 920s when it crossed close to Ireland. So we're talking about, you know, a huge amount of really strong winds based on the barometric pressure as a result of this particular event. So it came in very fast, but it also left very fast. It was only really causing significant damage for maybe 8 or 9 hours. So quite a rapid moving depression as well.
And what was the scale of the damage? I mean, this was a huge storm which was passing over a country which had a lot of, yeah, let's just call them jerry-built houses. I know we've got jerry-built houses in the 21st century.
Indeed. But if you think about pre-famine Ireland, many people living in very small thatched cottages, even mud-based cottages as well. So they would have been very vulnerable to high winds. It's impossible to know exactly what the fatality level was, but from the work I've carried out on it, the estimated fatalities is at least 500 in Ireland, and probably many more, because, of course, if you suffered a major bone injury in the 1830s, you didn't survive long-term. If you had a spinal injury or a head injury, you probably didn't recover, even if you survived initially for a few weeks or so. So the real truth of the fatalities is probably much, much higher. It also killed over 300 people in the UK as well, so it wasn't just Ireland that was dramatically affected by it. Every parish in Ireland was affected. The records are incredible, because most storms are either the northern half or the southern half, and it's very rare you get the scale of damage being recorded for all over Ireland. Tens of thousands of cottages and houses were destroyed, and other buildings as well.
And are there anecdotal accounts of what it was like for individual people? Did people actually leave accounts behind? Did they write down what happened to them?
They did indeed. There's plenty of material actually on the storm itself, wrote from a physical perspective and from a folklore perspective. The typical descriptions, particularly in the western half of Ireland, was that nobody was able to stand up, which, we think about a modern day gale or storm, even if you're pushing against the wind, you lean over a bit against the wind, you can keep going. It seems it was impossible for many people to stand up, and there are loads of stories of people crawling around on all fours and going to try and help neighbours whose houses had collapsed by crawling to speak to them. And the only way you could speak to somebody, because the wind was so strong, was you actually had to hold each other and scream into each other's ears. And they were very worried about children being blown away, so they were putting them in all sorts of containers as well, including things like pots and baskets and even chests, and putting stones over them in some sort of attempt to stop the children being blown away. So it gives you an idea that the scale of the wind and the severity of the wind was incredible.
Yeah, and it occurred on the Feast of the Epiphany, the 6th of January. Did people feel that it was a significant date?
Indeed, there's lots of obviously angles, and some of them you can say quite humorously. Of course, it's Little Christmas, it's the Christmas of the women, so it's their fault this major event occurred. Or more importantly, though, from a religious perspective, traditionally in Ireland it was believed that the end of the world would come on January the 6th. So to have a major storm like this on January the 6th was also seen as very, very scary for many people, obviously, who would have had very limited education as well. But also there are all sorts of interesting folklore stuff about the last time the fairies were in Ireland. A battle of the fairies. It was the noise of the fairies leaving Ireland. So all sorts of interesting folklore that, you know, predates the famine and predates a lot of, I suppose, modern Ireland in that sense. So it really is a time capsule almost of a different Ireland.
Now, in this era of severe climate change, could it happen again?
Of course, yes, indeed. The recurrence interval of a storm like this is probably 1 to 500 years or 1 to 300, maybe even 1 to 1,000 years. So it's very hard to know exactly because these rare events occur so infrequently, it's impossible to get a handle on how often they occur. But certainly, yes, it could reoccur again. But obviously, the outcome would be very, very different because we would be forewarned. People live in different style houses. They're much more protected. There would still be lots of damage and destruction and probably would be some fatalities as well, but certainly nothing on the scale of what was seen in 1839. I think the documentary is going to really give people an insight into this extraordinary event that took place.
And it will be screened on RTE1 Television and BBC2 Northern Ireland on the 6th of January. Yes,
the 176th anniversary. And remarkably, of course, last winter when we had the storms, we also had a major storm on January the 6th in 2014. So it does really bring it back into focus.
And we put the details on our website of the screening, and you can also podcast the programme while you're there. Kieran Hickey, many thanks for joining us this evening. Just want to, before we go, to mention the next History Ireland Hedge School on Tuesday the 30th of December at the Little Museum of Dublin. It's called Braveheart and 800 Years of Oppression, How Scotland and Ireland Grew Differently as Nations. It's hosted by History Ireland editor Tommy Graham and a panel of academics and well-known faces, and all are welcome. Next Sunday, we'll be looking back at the events of 1914, one of the most significant years in modern Irish history. Until then, for me, Miles Dungan, and producer Yeti Redmond, goodbye and have a very happy and peaceful Christmas.